From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip of our all Corinne and Christina episode.
You
of
lucky dog.
Guys, we fuck the anti-slut shaming podcast. These are fun ones. We don't do them that often. But when we do them, we go fucking hard.
They're good.
And to listen to this complete episode and for all the full episodes of Guys, We Fucked, you're going to subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. Again, that's apple.co/GWF. And I guess the only thing I would change next time if I went to Costa Rica is like literally just bring sneakers and workout clothes. You don't need anything else. Like, you don't even need a pair of high heels because
Hair would probably be curly. It's so humid there. Like,
yeah, there's no turn. I mean, I was wet half the time because number one in the rainforest, like they're not playing. It really does rain a lot. And constant rain.
The scientists weren't lying.
Yeah, they were not lying. I was soaking wet half the time. And it's like pretty cool in the rainforest too. So there was like no sunshine until part two. But I mean, I saw all the animals that was like really why I really wanted to go. And I was very open with the guy. I was like, listen, my father just passed away. I feel like I need more time. I need to get away. I need to connect with nature. And he understood because his parents had actually both recently passed away in the past couple of years. He's like, I totally get it. That made me feel comfortable.
That's sweet.
I want to see the volcano. I want to see the rainforest. I want to spend some days at the beach and I want a lot of animals. So I went on a sloth tour. That's like they had to stop doing that because people ruined it.
Aww.
And also their claws are very sharp and like if you hold them the wrong way, every now and then he said a sloth will get in the middle of the road and he'll have to move it.
Aww.
So a car doesn't hit it. Yeah. But overall it's better.
The sloths
just
are so cute.
Yeah, you should better look for that, let them for a distance. And also, not to make everyone sad, but the places where you can like interact
they're
with
bad,
them,
right?
They like basically like kidnap the sloths from the wild and then like put them in this exhibit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's one thing I loved. I did notice that all the places I worked with were really truly like sanctuaries and conservation groups, and they really, everyone was so knowledgeable about nature and the way that the animals worked with the environment. And I had never been to a place in all my life where like humans and animals were working together so harmoniously. And like
that's like heaven.
I'll have to show you this footage. It's actually crazy. This guy pulls over the car when we were on the way to like one of our many animal tours, and he's like, I just want to take you to this park. There's really big iguanas here. big like lizards here. And I was like, okay. And I thought it would be a lizard maybe like the size of like half my arm or something. It was like Jurassic Park. I my mouth dropped when I went. There was lizards so big hanging out in this park, just, and people all around, like huge, gigantic.
How big?
Just as big
as you?
Not as big as me, but like as big as Alfred Easley
and a lot
bigger.
I was in Key West for a thing, and apparently they have lizards everywhere, and I saw there were lizards bigger than Kevin, but they weren't that big.
Yeah, this is
and they're like kind of mean.
They are fucking
like that's fucking,
it's
rude.
Like terrifying. Like that's one, that's not even the biggest one, and they were,
oh my god,
they were everywhere.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
And they were,
that's scary looking.
And they were eating like,
cool,
they were eating like bags of chips. And then I was like, guys, this is why we can't be polluting.
What the fuck?
But they would get really close to you too, and like there was just tons of them, like all around. They were climbing up trees.
Fuck.
And if you got too close, they would swing their tail because they can, like, they, you know how a crocodile can like swing its tail and break your leg?
Yeah.
Well, the lizards can do the same thing.
Fuck.
But I don't know if they can break your leg, but like it's like a warning sign because they did it a couple times, and the guy's like, okay, we gotta like
get out of here.
We're too close to them.
Shit.
You know,
I was gonna go to, I'm going to Bali in whatever month, in a, like 6 months or whatever. And there are anacondas in the ocean. And I was like, nope, I'm good.
Oh,
never
yeah.
going in the ocean in Bali.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, like to see something that doesn't belong in the ocean, even though they do, like they can, they just,
like a
in
human.
The ocean. Yeah. Only people.
Yeah. So that was that. And then we went on, and everything was private. So so I was,
oh, that's
it was
fucking
only,
cool.
Oh, it was
you can
only,
ask questions.
Yeah, it was only animals, no people. No people were ruining
that's
it for me.
Perfect.
No people were like, you know, no people were like making stupid sounds at the animals or like tapping on them or like trying to feed them shit. You know how people act around animals always the most obnoxious way?
Yeah.
And then we, and then we had, and I just, my boyfriend, I was like, how should I say
this? Is it?
Yeah, he is. And so my boyfriend and I, like, we were on the trip, and like, mind you, we had only been dating for like a month and a half, two months. And he's not an addict. It's like the
the way you said that.
Yeah, he's not an addict.
There's a butt coming.
So when we were kind of like jokingly discussing maybe coming to Costa Rica, him maybe coming to Costa Rica with me, because the trip was planned, you know, long before he hit on me. There was something about the fact that he isn't an addict that made me feel more comfortable, because we actually had like a discussion. It wasn't just like,
yeah,
that would be so fun. Let's do that. Of course, let's do it. Like it wasn't like yes anding. It was like we sat down and had a comfortable conversation about like spending 7 days together. And, and even though, you know, he just turned 24, but even though he just turned 24, he actually said, he's like, no, I know there'll be some like difficult. He said something like, I assume there will be some difficult moments or something to that. That was so short, so succinct, but
emotionally
like
mature.
Showed such a level of emotional intelligence and like thought about something before doing it, just like because you're excited about it. And then that like really eased my worries. And, you know, like anything I told him to do as far as like printing this or get, because, you know, there was like a lot of extra stuff we had to do because of COVID. So getting everything together, like he did it all. He had it printed out. He had it set up for the airport. Like everything
I asked
him to do, he did.
You deserve
that.
And
I wasn't like asking, stupid things like or favors for me. I was like, we need this. And like, he was like, okay.
But so,
like,
so rarely do you come across a man who just has it all.
Yeah, he was like organized, showed up prepared, and like was willing to like split the workload for the vacation. I mean, obviously, like I was paying, but I don't expect any, and it just feels better. I'm like, listen, I'm always dating broke people, but there's something.
And when you're 24, it makes
sense. I don't care as much. And honestly, part of it was like that adding him to the vacation added very little, because it was everything was private for me already. So adding him added such a minimal amount of money that I was like, okay, it should be fine. And listen, were there a couple times when I was hanging over the side of the infinity pool going, can't wait to get home to dump him? Absolutely. But that's me. That's who I am. There's I've looked into that, and I've talked to my therapist about it, and so for me it's always like the moment I'm aggravated, it's like I want to jump ship because I just don't care about relationships enough.
Right.
So I'm trying to get past that hump. But like, it was definitely, it was like way, way, way more good times and like
good.
On the same wavelength. And I mean, we had prepared to like spend time apart if necessary. And like, we really didn't.
Oh, that's nice. Smart though that you did so that. Because it's like, two human beings, I don't care if you're fucking married. You're not going to want to do that.
No, I warned him.
I was dating the ex, I was like, I wouldn't, 7 days in a row.
I told him, I was like, I can't remember. I'm sure at one point with James I did, but I can't remember any time in recent history or really.
When we first went on tour, weren't we on tour like for
but we had,
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, we had separate hotel rooms.
But we had separate hotel. Yeah. We always, I thought about that. I'm like, we've had separate hotel rooms. Yeah. There was never a time when I was in the same room with the same person for 7 consecutive days.
Yeah.
Literally the only time we were alone was to poop. And sometimes like the way the room was situated, we were kind of in the same room.
Right.
Like it was beautiful rooms, but like it had that thing where it's like the wall doesn't go all the way to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
very quick, we just had to be like, okay, I'm pooping. You need to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's respect.
And and like one day he took a surfing lesson and I was like, nah, I'm not trying to die in Costa Rica.
Right.
But I just like sat on the beach and like videoed him because I really do like doing that. And I wanted to get a tan. So everything
worked
perfect.
Out. Oh, that sounds so nice.
And he's good too because
younger
he's
guys
like,
for the win.
He likes chatting with people. And like, I realized as I was there how thankful I was because I was like, of course, I'm spending hours in a car with like a driver and a private guide. Like I can't be quiet the way I want to.
Right.
Very few people.
When we're together, you're the chatty one.
Well,
meaning because I don't talk in the mornings.
Well, yeah, because you don't like mornings. So I don't mind mornings. So I make up for the mornings. But like we were on, you know, this is it's a very spread out country. So to do everything I wanted to do, you know, I like hiked up a volcano, going on a sloth tour, going seeing crocodiles, seeing 3 types of monkeys, toucans, night frog tour. They also have community dogs and a lot of horses and cows and a lot of insects that we got. We got very obsessed with ants during this trip. And like one of the guys.
Ants are incredible.
Oh, my God.
Ants, the
amazing.
The world of ants.
They're amazing. And the guy like kind of noticed that we, and that's a great thing about, you know, the private tour. Obviously, this is a, you know, I know this is a privilege that
that you earned.
That I did, I certainly did earn it. But I so he got to, he knew that we loved ants, and he started explaining us about ants and how they live, and like he took a really close up video of the ants, and it was really, really cool.
They could carry what, like 100 times their body weight or
Just incredible. And they're also they're blind, so they're, I didn't know that. They're using using pheromones to travel around, because you know I'm like really big on learning animal facts now. And I certainly did. And and it was cool. Great.
You would love Miraval, that place where I
went. Right,
they have sanctuaries with animals, and they it's so cool to be immersed in nature, like the original nature, like the rainforest is like OG nature.
Yeah.
And being able to ask all those questions.
I had so many questions.
I love finding out how animals mate and insects mate and like what their little dance is, because then you compare it to people and you're like, wow, we got it fucked up.
Yeah. And the travel agent was telling me, he was like, you know, you will get as much out of the trip as you want. And like you can, he's like, if they see that you're interested in asking questions, they'll give you more. And it really was true. And I was like, don't worry, I have like a lot of questions about animals and nature. And because I was studying,
I love asking
and like
questions.
I just was like so truly just like so interested in it.
Does nature make you horny? Makes me horny.
No, it doesn't make me horny, honestly, because I was so dirty half the time. And oh my God, I also, for the first half the thing, I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure it was like an allergic reaction to the heat, but I had the most disgusting rash.
Where?
All over
pussy?
My body.
No,
it actually wasn't on my pussy. For the first half of the trip, it was so fucking gnarly.
Oh,
I sent it to my brother and he was like, holy shit. This is just the part that was on my chest. And it was all over.
Holy fuck.
Yes. And then I was like freaking out because I was like,
that's beyond hives.
Of course I didn't get travel insurance because I was like, it was so close to the trip.
And you got that before you went?
The minute I got off the plane, that's why I think it was heat activated.
Oh.
And I am very sensitive to the heat, but just like, so I'm showing Christina a picture.
Whoa.
It's just like deep hives
like
all over
pox,
my body.
Like extreme chicken pox, but like so close together.
And then I woke
together.
Up the next day and it was even worse, and it traveled down my leg. Like, so it was like going all down my leg. It was on my arms,
shit.
All over my back. I got Benadryl and like some, and then but it took like several days for it to go down. And I mean, I like, this is so funny. It's like, I'm supposed to be on this like
birthday
sexy birthday trip with
Damn.
Like my like young,
your hot,
machine
young boyfriend,
gun Kelly. Boyfriend, and I'm covered. I'm an old bitch. I'm overweight because I'm like, I've been like stress eating because of the death of my father. Covered in hives, like just. And he was like such a good sport about it.
Cause
when guys try to be a good sport about something, but that you can tell they're actually physically repulsed by something on your body.
Yes, I know that very well.
Like I could tell he really wasn't. And
good.
I was like, that was so nice because I was like, Dylan, I'm disgusted by me right now.
Right.
Like this is gross.
Oh, and he was a good
I'm
trooper.
Itchy. It hurts.
Oh my God, Corinne. So the first 2 days?
I mean, it was like the first like 3 day. I mean, yeah. And I couldn't.
What was it?
I'm guessing it was a heat rash. I don't
know.
That's
a fucking heat rash?
Yeah. And then like,
I mean, you can have heat strokes.
And
so.
It would just get worse and worse. And then the only Benadryl that I could find in Costa Rica was the drowsy kind. So then I had to like sleep at all. Cause I was like, I don't want to fall asleep. And I just put a bag over my body for my birthday. And it's like, it's fine. We'll just stay in like the room or whatever. But I was like,
I'll just read my DMs.
We were honestly very busy watching The Circle from Netflix.
Okay.
So nice. We finished it.
Oh my God. So you could do the activity. You did end up doing the activities the first 3 days.
Oh yeah, no, nothing. It didn't stop me. It just stopped me from like looking good in pictures, or like feeling comfortable, or like not being itchy all over my body, or like feeling sexy or human.
Stop.
But other than that, it was fine.
Oh wow.
I felt better when my brother was basically like, "Holy shit,
that picture is insane."
He was like, "That's gnarly, Corinne." I was like, "I know." It was so bad that I didn't even tell my mom because I knew it would concern her. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed that wonderful clip of Corinne and I having the time of our lives on Guys Who Fucked. If you want to hear the entire conversation, and trust me, you do, go on over to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts. We're so excited to have this. It's apple.co/GWF. Again, you're going to go to apple.co/GWF.
Bye.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.